It's a pleasure to have you listening to my show today. My sincerest desire is for you to get something from it that will make your life richer, fuller, and in this time of coronavirus pandemic, safer. I am Reverend Wynn Henderson. As an ordained Christian minister and a retired medical doctor, I have a dual perspective to bring you content to solve problems in your life. Freedom from addiction, share your mission, truth just below the surface, is the longest running single hosted and produced spiritually based radio internet talk show in the country. It has been continuously running for the last 20 plus years. I introduce you to celebrities and non-celebrities alike who have something to say about the disease of addiction in its 30-plus different forms and about the importance of finding your mission or purpose in life and then acting on it. I bring you truth just below the surface. We're going to talk today about some thoughts on the use of face masks. My sources are Dr. Joseph Mercola and Dr. Peter Bregan. According to the World Health Organization's June 5th, 2020 guidance on face mask use, there is no direct evidence that universal masking of healthy people is an effective intervention against respiratory illnesses. If masks were in fact a key pandemic control measure, wouldn't infection control be at the top of their list? As it stands, infection control is nowhere on the list of justifications for universal mask use given by the World Health Organization. While masks do not prevent the spread of viral infections, the WHO still makes a case for universal mask wearing, citing benefits such as reduced stigmatization of people caring for COVID-19 patients in non-clinical settings, making people feel like they're doing something to help, serving as a reminder to be compliant with other measures, and economic benefits for people who can sew homemade masks. Despite the fact that cloth masks are far less effective for blocking potentially infectious respiratory droplets, the WHO recommends cloth masks should be worn by infected persons in community settings. A policy review paper published in the CDC's journal, Emerging Infectious Diseases, found that masks did not protect against influenza in non-healthcare settings. The coronavirus is smaller than the influenza virus. Harms and risk of mask wearing include health effects associated with poor air quality and toxic ingredients in the mask, self-contamination caused by manipulation of the mask by contaminated hands, general discomfort, facial skin lesions, irritant dermatitis or worsening acne, and a false sense of security that may reduce adherence to other preventative measures such as social distancing and hand hygiene. At present, there is no direct evidence from studies on COVID-19 and in healthy people in the community on the effectiveness of universal masking of healthy people in the community to prevent infection with respiratory viruses, including COVID-19. Over the years, Fauci has flip-flopped on the mask issue and holds himself out as the ultimate source of objective scientific information and science-based conclusions. In reality, he works with and empowers globalist pharmaceutical firms and globalist organizations. These globalists gain power and influence as their policies and practices, including shutdowns, continue to worsen conditions throughout the world. My mission or purpose in life is to spread a message that there is a cure for all addictive behaviors. This is a spiritual cure, and the treatment program is profiled in my book, Freedom from Addiction 3. It is available on Amazon and wherever books are sold. If you meet three simple criteria, everyone gets well. I have two free resources where you can start your journey. First, follow this link to my podcast. It is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. There are no spaces and no capitalizations. For more detail about the treatment plan, go to www.RevWynHendersonMD.com. You could also follow me on Twitter. The account is at Hugo the Artist. Here you will find inspirational and educational daily tweets. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so that you can keep up with the latest breaking news.